And it will prosper your soul.
Uzophumelelisa umphefumulo wakho.
It is your soul that need to prosper.
Umphefumulo wakho dinga umphumelelo.
Because you believed with your heart.
Ngenxa yokukholwa ngenhliziyo yakho.
And today,
namhlanje,
our God,
Thixo wethu,
of great wonders,
have
answered. Let us all thank the Lord with a very loud, good voice.
Father,
I thank you and I worship you.
I
bless you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. By your mercy and by your favor, you have answered my heart's desire. You have blessed
me.
Blessed.
Answered.
Many are my heart desire. But what you have done is the best for me in this moment.
I
want to thank you.
Baba,
I want to bless you. I worship you in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated and thank you. God bless you.
Siyabulela ningahlala phansi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Greetings to all of you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Mbulisana ngegama lika Yesu.
And we thank you for a wonderful conference.
Siyabulela nangenkomfa ebesikunye nani.
During the conference I made a statement that we need not to come from conference and go to confusion.
Ndithethile ke phaku inkomfa leyo ndathi kudingeka into yobana singaphumi kwinkomfa singene.
Hallelujah.
Dubeke.
Many a times people go for fasting.
Abantu abaninzi bangena kwinzila.
And after the fasting it become like Jesus fasting.
Emva koko ifane nenzila eyayenziwa nguYesu.
Immediately after the fast.
Emva kwayo ke inzila leyo.
You see all your problems coming to you.
Uzibona zonke ingxaki ziza phambi kwakho.
And that is the best way to face your enemy.
Yindlela leke efanelekileyo ukuba umela netshaba zakho.
We thank God for the revelation.
Siyambulela uThixo ngesitshilelo.
That two.
Ukuthi ezimbili.
Two.
Ezimbili.
Precious.
Ngokungcwele bakhe.
Heart desire.
Ngokweminqweno yethu.
Have been met by God.
Namhlanje uThixo ihlangabezile.
Let's give him a clap of
praise. Masimkhwabele uThixo izandla. Bolisa labafundisi bonke. Abafundisi nayo wonke umani ngegama lika Yesu. Nababonke abadala.
In Jesus name.
Ngegama lika Yesu.
Amen.
Amen.
We welcome our visitors today. Let's give them a clap of praise.
Masibakhumbulise nasibamkela abaqala ukuba nathi.
We welcome you to the house of God.
Siyanamkela endlini kaThixo.
And we pray that
Siyathandaza kwakhona
today
ukuthi namhlanje
the message of God
umyalezo kaThixo
will meet your requirement
uhlangabezana neminqono yenu
will be the reason
ngeso sizathu
that brought you here this morning
uba sikubeke apha namhlanje
Father I pray that in the hands of
yes,
you
Lord.
God
thank you Jesus.
I commit our spirits to embody
yes Lord
we commit ourselves to you
yes Jesus
I plead the blood to forgive us throughout the week
yes Lord
Whatever sin and evil we have gone through Jesus. Against your will and to
yes,
women.
Father.
We pray forgiveness and Lord I pray.
Yes, Lord.
Continually walk with us.
Thank you, Lord.
Irrespective of our weakness and our failures.
Jesus.
Our trust is still in you.
Yes, Lord God.
We pray that because of your favor, mercy and kindness.
Yes.
What you have revealed will be received by everyone. Any obstacle that could stand by the way.
Yes.
The same name of Jesus that opened the doors of heaven.
Yes,
we command in that name
yes,
to break the hands of the enemy. May everyone receive his portion and come and give you a testimony of praise. We bless you for your work and your word. Holy Spirit, speak to us. And bless us this morning. Without you, we are nothing. We thank you that with you, we are something. Blessed be your name in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Today, our topic for today is
sowing
and reaping.
Ukutyala nokuvuna.
And you make a comma in total means
wenzeke ugophe apho.
Giving.
Ukunikela.
It is giving under sowing and what? Reaping.
Ukunikela ukwenza
sowing and reaping under the heading
of
Christianity. There's only one thing that is free. Being born again is free. But being born again, you need to sow faith. There is nothing in Christianity without sowing into it, it will prosper you. Everything you have to do in Christianity, it is under sowing and reaping. It is practice in sowing and reaping. It is principled in sowing and reaping. It is in the kingdom of sowing and reaping. Everything that demands by your heart or your spirit or your soul, it need to be applied by sowing and reaping. That is giving. Without giving in self, you can't get anything. For God to do as favor, he saw and now he's reaping children for himself. We were lost. And for God to get that back to him, he had to sow his only begotten son. For Jesus to be the savior, he has to sow his blood and life. Christianity, even life in its existence, in the context of success and prosperity, in the context of victory, you need to fall under the power of sowing and reaping. And those who have got ears to hear, may God richly bless you from today, that whatever you sow, you must reap. And I pray to God Almighty, may you sow what is righteous and reap eternal life. Shall we read Galatians chapter 1 verse 1 to 10? Let us continue. We read together. 1, 2, 3. Paul, an apostle, sent out from men, nor man,
but by Jesus Christ and God the Father,
who raised him from dead,
and all the brothers with me to the churches in Galatia, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
May the grace and peace that is pronounced here be with people who are ready to listen and obey what Apostle Paul prescribed in this epistle. Verse 2 and 3. 1, 2, 3. Who gave himself to our sins to rescue us from the present evil age, according to the will of God and the Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. God said for him to get glory, for him to be called God of universe, for him to be known by the whole world, for all knees to bow down in the name of Jesus. That is written. Who gave himself for our sin to rescue his soul, something, something that can rescue, deliver us. And who is that? What is that?
Ntole.
His son Jesus Christ.
Uthumele unyana wakhe. Yes.
And that result of the sowing.
Ezo ziphumo kezo kutyala.
To him be what?
Ukuze yena ke abe.
Glory.
Afumanuzo.
May God Jehovah. By his word, everything you have sown in righteousness, may God show forth his glory upon your life. May God reveal himself to you. As today, he has revealed that he is going to reward us. Let us continue. And it was said, Amen. Because this glory will be for God, our God, Jehovah, our Redeemer, Jesus Christ, forever and ever. And any means, it is truly, truly, it would never fade. I am astonished that you are so quickly. Let us read.
You are so quickly deserting the one who called you by the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel.
It is so surprising.
You're too sagakulu.
After conference, you are first supposed to be running like a race.
Ubaleka njalo ke usukela kuyo inkomfa.
Right now you feel yourself, you are tired, you are slowing.
Ngoku ke uziva udiniwe uhamba kancane.
That's the Apostle Paul.
To
victory life.
Let
us carry on.
Go back.
Verse 7.
Which is really no gospel at all. Evidently, some people are throwing you into confusion and are trying to pervert the gospel of Christ. But
it is Galatians 6 offer, and you have thrown me to Galatians 1. God bless you. Hallelujah. Turn me to Galatians 6 verse 1. But that was a good gospel. It also confirmed sowing and what?
Reaping.
But we're going to talk specifically sowing and reaping.
Galatians 6.
Brothers, if someone caught in sin, you who are spiritually should restore him gently. But watch yourself, or you may be what? Tempted. Say, listen. God is saying that you are a human being like me. When you are poor, and I believe I can destroy you because you are poor. God is telling us that it is God who make me rich. And
he's
the same God who has made you what? Poor. You don't understand that. Sowing and reaping means whatever you sow, the reason why you are poor is what you did. The reason why I am rich is what I did. People say favor of God. Favor of God comes. Favor of God ever comes to people when they have been so poor and now repenting and crying and have no way, then God showed off his what?
Favor.
Favor will never come.
I saw the figure never.
Where the person who is in that state of condition have never recognized God.
I've
never seen him in the scriptures.
I got so the asbone even necessary.
Those two lepers in Samaria.
You
remember when there was famine. Favor of God came to them because they decided that we will go and find ourselves to do the right thing. If we die, we die. If we live, we live. Before favor came. So, Let us watch ourselves after the conference. What was our theme in the conference? It is my season. It is my time. It is my turn. Today, what I'm trying to ask you by the grace of God, is it the season to punish somebody, or is the season to help someone? If it is your season, what do we do in season? We sow. If it is your time, what do you do in your time? We sow. If it is your time, what do we do? You reap what you have sown. Verse 2 and 3, please. Carry each other burden.
And
in this way,
you will fulfill the law of Christ. If anyone thinks he
listen, if you talk about holiness and righteousness, this is how it lies. If you know how to handle a brother, I think the book of James said that a good Christian, whatever, is to go and see the orphans and the widows. We talk about righteousness by talking about things that God have not said. Who can you help to become a Christian? Who can you help to be like a godly person? Who can you help to live and glorify God? Christ was not righteous because he didn't fornicate or whatever. He came and died. He said, he gave his
own body.
He helped somebody. If you want to draw a line for your righteousness and your holiness, check whom by the grace of God upon your life have made him a Christian. Let me ask you this question. How many people have been in this church over 3 years? Raise up your hands. Look among us. Where is your soul? Look among us. Where is your soul? Who can tell us his soul he brought in this church is still here? Raise up your hands.
Paul.
God bless you.
Bless you.
Out of 10 or 12, 2.
Babi ni kuphela.
I'm teaching you what can make you what? Prosper. So listen. If God give you, you are crying for God to give you money, give you this, still if he give you, his purpose will not be accomplished. Because his purpose for making you a Christian is this. As it is written, let us read again. Carry each other's burden. And in so doing, in that way you will be fulfilled what?
The law of Christ.
Carry on. If anyone thinks he's something when and he is not,
what? He himself.
If you go for marriage 3 years, you haven't got
a
baby.
How do you feel?
We married for 3 years. We haven't got children. How do you feel? Being in Christianity, I only asked for 3 years, you three. Only three. No soul. And when we meet, we talk about Jesus, we talk about spirits, we talk about things of greatness to prove that we are Christ. Somebody won you into Christ. But when you came, excuse me, are you Judas? Even Judas won souls. Judas, he won souls for himself. All the chief priests and the high priests, they were Judas' disciples. They joined together and killed Jesus. Is that not so? So in the other hand too, Judas have got souls.
Judas, why let me perfume?
Where are your souls? Whom have you sold into the kingdom? That God must bless you. The earlier we do is the better. Is it not sorry? Is it not worried?
I sleep a lot.
And the most serious thing is that even your own husband or your own wife is not here. You have been trying to plant this seed, you can't plant. But we are still spiritual, is that not so?
God is saying, "Man, baba moya, aibu."
Powerful.
A man lab.
Cannot bring my child to the church. Cannot bring my wife to the church. Cannot bring my husband to the church. And every day I need anointing. Is that not so? We are from conference. It's my season. It's my time. It's my time. So we want to sow money. We want to sow dresses. We want to sow cars. We want to. And God said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Sow into the kingdom of God. Then all things." What in sense? We must know who has called us. We must know who exactly has called us. John 15:16 said, "I have called you to go and bear fruit, and your fruit abide." So don't you have a sister or brother? Don't you have a friend who is so close to you? You sing and dance and do things in common. Where is he? You don't sow. And those who are sowing, whatever they do, you are a devourer. The devourer is this: you have mouth to talk any good or bad, because the devil has given you power to do so. Says, "I am not here to nag anybody, but this is what the Lord has put into our hands, that after this conference, my season, my time, we must sow into the kingdom." Number one is people. Human beings, sow them into what? The kingdom. I'm going to ask every pastor in pastors' meeting how many souls they have saved. If they haven't got souls and you have been without 3 years, you will be suspended. You are a weed. Because this is what God has put in my hand. If I don't obey, I don't want him to kill me. So after the conference, we are going to prosper by the proper way. This is my children. This is my son. Let me tell you, the reason why God is saying this is very important. If you don't bring your wife and your sons and children into the Lord, and the Lord prosper you, whom do you think they are going to be the devourers? Tell me. Who will be the devourer? Who will steal the money? Who will break the television? Who
will
destroy the fridge? When the car gets accident, who crashes the car? Are these not the losses that caused the devourer to take money away from us? So God is waiting until you sow them into the kingdom of God, and they are protected by the power of God. Your presence and your blessing is still waiting. A beautiful family, a blessed family. The Catholics, they called a holy family day, every Monday after Easter, the first Sunday, they call it a family day. Because they consider that Jesus, Mary, Joseph, and all that, they were good family. thing you need to sow, the kingdom. Souls. And that souls must come from you. Number one, any child from you, any wife from yourself, husband from yourself, you must sow and reap eternally. So if anyone, let us read this very nice verse. 1-3. If anyone thinks he is something
when he is nothing, he deceives himself.
A Christian begat what? Christian.
A Christian
must born what? A Christian. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit.
Are
we Christians? If yes, then your neighbor, your inmate, who are not Christian, I don't say anybody in your house must come to your church. Your inmate will follow you. You are a Christian in the church, but at home you are not. So when you talk about church, they talk themselves that you. You, church. Even in your business, you can't talk about God. You have no power. This means you have no power to talk about Jesus because they know you. They know you very well. There's nothing representing that you are a Christian. But when you come here, by your prayer and your singing, and the preaching and preaching, it just he's a Christian. But they know you very, very well. You are not Christian, but they have the power to judge you. So, whatever you sow, if somebody thinks he's something and he's not, he deceives himself. We occupy places. And one thing we learn in science is that it's only matter that occupy what? A space. So the moment you occupy a space, you are a matter, you are a problem. A matter in English, when it comes to English, it's also a problem, matter. Let us solve this matter. Is it not a problem? So you are matter.
Amen.
So if somebody this is so, with you, through you, all gossip is known. All secrets is known. And every secret that you call a secret, they are all evil. Jesus Christ. Every secret you know. Let me tell you one secret. You know, Brother Jim. Don't trust that. Every secret you said is evil. Every secret. If somebody believes he's something and he's not, he's what?
He deceives what? Himself.
We are in the kingdom. You are sowing secrets. Secrets, you reveal secrets of evil. When somebody see God blessing us, God showing us the way, God telling us what will happen, God blessing us our business, all what you see, because you are a matter. So what is a matter? The work of a matter is what? Problems. You always give us problem to solve. Instead to worship the Lord every day because of you, we have problems to solve. Sowing and reaping. Take us to the next level. Time is 1-3. Each one should test his own action.
Then he can take pride in himself without comparing himself to somebody else.
Yes.
For each one should carry his own load.
Check your own action. Listen, it doesn't matter you talk much or you talk slow. It doesn't matter you are too quiet or you are not too quiet. We know your actions. We know what your actions. And what man English will tell you, actions speak louder than words.
But
The way you see me, I see you and say, hi. And the way I see this one, hello. We know you are what? Actions. You are two characters. We know your actions. The way you see this one, you hack, hey, brother, I love you. The way you see. We know your actions.
Yes, boy, tell us that.
Everyone, check what? Test what yourself. And with what are you going to test? Today, the Bible teacher told us your inner heart. There is a zele in you. The heart in you must test you. Every woman you bring in this church is your girlfriend. Every man you bring in this church is your boyfriend. But for souls, not. Then he can take pride of himself without comparing himself to what? Somebody else. For each one will carry his own load. Sowing and what? Reaping. It begins from here. Before we talk about money, we must talk about yourself. We sow so many things in the kingdom. And whatever we are going through, that is what is that we are reaping. Hello? God will not see that we suffer. You are suffering and all your tries, it should come that he should teach you the right way to follow. So when the suffering and trials come, and he doesn't teach us the right way to follow, and we don't want to follow, then we will kill ourselves. Because what a man sow, he will reap. If I go quickly for me, 1, 2, 3. Anyone who receives instruction in the word.
Must
what?
Share all good things with his instructor. Do not
share all the bad things with that person.
It is a better zimbi.
Let us read it again. Anyone who receives what
instruction in the word must share all good things with his instructor.
Listen, a man reap what? After this, I am the instructor now, is that not so? After now, if people will go and share good things. Today we don't know what we have done. Pastor insulted us. He insulted us. And somebody, the one who didn't come, that is why I didn't come today. It's better you never come, my brother. Go and share all the good things. The only good in you is this. Today, he insulted us seriously. We don't know what we have done. So it's better, Sisi, you never come to church today. As for you, I know you will be very angry. The person said, if I were there, I would tell him by the face. That pastor, what you are doing is not right. God bless you for not coming today. Share all these good things with them. Are there the good things we must say? What a man saw, he what? People are suffering. I have read first Romans chapter 1. I always say, read verse 30 to the last verse of that Romans chapter 1. He said, not only people who sin will suffer, but those who help them. Who help them to sin. They are all going to what? Suffer. Somebody don't want to come to church. Instead to phone the pastor, he phone you. Today I don't think I've come to church. Yesterday I was so tired. Okay. If you are tired, okay. So I rest.
Yes, alone.
At least last week, 2 weeks, we have been so busy with conferences. So some of you are sitting here carrying people's message for not coming to church. Pastor don't know. Me, nobody has come and told me. Deacons and elders, as somebody told you, and Divero, did somebody tell you why somebody did not come? But somebody is sitting here, he granted somebody permission. You are tired. You are tired, so don't come. After 2 weeks, there was conference, there was training, so rest. Share that good news. Good news. The good news you have. Whatever a man sow, he will reap. Somebody will come to the church. Just being an usher or a deacon or a pastor, he became angry and went away. And you said you don't care. Share that good news with God. Do not be deceived. Let us read here. 1, 2, 3. Do not be what?
Deceived.
God cannot be mocked. Why? We try to speak for God, but what we spoke is not God's word. That's why we mock God. We try to speak for God. We try to make us think that I am talking to you as God talking to me. But what I am talking to you is not God's word. So what a man sow, he will reap. You shall what?
Reap.
Change must come. The next 3 weeks, we are going to talk about sowing and reaping. Seriously, because things are not going the right direction. We will not come to conference and say it is your season, it is your time, it is your turn, and nothing turn, and no time, and no season. It will never happen.
I saw the pinnings alone.
I have tested it. If it is working for me, it must work for you. If it is working for somebody, it must work for me. Overrun it up for me. My time is up, please. Let me get down. 1, 2, 3. The one who sow to please his sinful nature, underline it, so that they can gratify, they can raise you, that you are a good person. Oh, Sisi, then I thank you very much that I didn't come to church. And you saved me when I said I'm not coming. If I did come, I'll be very angry today. Okay? The one who sow to please his sinful pleasure from that nature, the same nature, you will reap what? Destruction. Hate people. Hate people and call yourself Christian. Hate people and call yourself Christian. You will see destruction by God.
Okay.
Do you know that in the Bible, God said, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
Yes, was fair.
And my question is this. We sin against God. Adam and Eve, who did their sin, they didn't say sorry
Adam
to God. We, who were
Adam
descendants, nobody went to God and
begged
him. He thought to himself that as Jesus said on the cross, they don't know what you're doing. He said himself that let me go and rescue them. And God, through his mercy, have come to save us. Now, this is what the Bible says. From the same nature you reap what? Let us continue. The one who sow to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap what? Eternal life. Don't you have a spirit? Our Bible studies have told, don't you have conscience? Don't you have conscience that picking Brother April to another person to destroy Brother Ephraim. Lord, I have conscience that if it was done to me, how will I feel? Let us not become weary in doing good. For the proper time, we will reap a harvest. If we do not what? Give up. May God bless you. May God bless you for coming and doing what is right. And do not be worried. It is our season. It is our time. And Bible said, in what? Do not give up. But in what time? At a proper what time? Irrespective that you need money, there is a proper time. You need money more than what you feel. And that's where God show forth.
We
need cars and houses, but God knows there is a proper time.
Well,
he knew that if he doesn't save you, there is no option. God will wait for you to take all your options.
And when,
because the reason why he does that is this. He's called Mr. Beginning and the End. He is called Mr. First and Last. So, the revelation here is that God don't want to do for you. And after Pastor Mankwa said, you give
Pastor Mankwa.
God don't want to give you Bible. And after what Pastor Mankwa said, this is the best Bible. No. God will let everybody to bless you Bible. And then in the end, he said, brother, Dick's annotation, take it.
Dick's
annotation. Where you can search and do everything with the word of God. Take that Bible. And that Bible costs about 3,000 or 1,500 or more. And then you hold it and say, yeah, today I've got a package. He's Mr. Last. So quickly make your option run fast. The more you hold your options, God will not come. He will first see it, but you work in the last. When everything has finished with you, when all men have hated you, when all people are driving you away, that says the Lord. You act. The last one is this. Verse 10. 1-3. Therefore,
as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers.
One more time.
Therefore, as we have opportunity.
Don't you have opportunity? Don't you have opportunity to greet me? Don't you have opportunity to phone me? Don't you have opportunity to talk to me? Don't you have opportunity to say good things about me? Don't you have opportunity to bless me in your prayer? Don't you have opportunity to ask God favor upon me? Somewhere in the Bible, he said, what do you have that has not been given to you? He said, what do you have at all that it has never been given to you? That you are crying that I don't have this, I don't have that. So if you don't have that today, this book that you have, it seems it was not given to you from God. If we have opportunity, especially the family of what? Are we not believers?
Your call.
Are we not believers? Let us stand up. When you walk with the Lord in the light of His word, what the glory He shed on our way, while we do
his good will. He abides with us still. Men with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
There's no child who has ever obeyed his father or mother and have never been cared for. In times of rescue, they will rescue you from every danger. You will never be left alone with advices and wisdom.
Since
your God loves you. I tell you that the God who has called you Jehovah, He loves you. So be very careful. Be very careful. The way we conduct ourselves. Let us go home and read this Galatians 6 verse 1. And make sure that, more especially when people have got cases, you also will be judged. So we must give good advices. We must support in good faith. We must bless those who are in need and make them Christian family. Pray whatever you have heard from this message. Pray to God and ask repentance and for confession and forgiveness. And God will save us. Listen. He has revealed to me two hard desires are ready for you. It depends upon your attention to Him. It depends upon this message. If a person believes he's something he's not, he deceives himself. Sow, and you reap. Let us pray. Pray that God, thank you for your word. I have deceived myself too much. A Christian talking evil, gossiping, depriving somebody from Christian belief. I have deceived myself. Winning the soul, I win something that is not soul. I'm always winning money. I'm always winning things, but not a soul. My money never supports even one soul. Father, we thank you for all this because you are God. Thank you, forgive us and bless us in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Can you please humbly take your seat? It's time for our Thanksgiving offering. Amen. Were you blessed with the message? It's time for our Thanksgiving offering. Please, anyone with the first fruits, please come forward. Please, all first fruits, please come forward. If there isn't, with your Thanksgiving offering in tight, I welcome Pastor Sikoti to pray over the offering. First fruits, Father, Reverend, please, I call you to bless the offering.
Okay. Hallelujah. Okay, pray over it. The first fruit is that if this is pure, whatever reason you give, God will make it pure. And I've told the church that don't try to impress anybody. If it is not the first fruit, don't bring it. Because this money can build a house, can do anything as far as. But with God, it can make a difference. So, if God take it from you, then you are blessed. And before God will take it from you, it means you have really purposed your heart that you are giving it to God. May God richly bless you for your heart desire. Let me have it and wave it. Father, thank you. And I wave this love offering that prospered their life. Anything first on their heart, Father, grant it. I pray again, Father. Anything, as Jesus said, verily, verily. Anything first on their heart in this November, Father, I decree and declare by your mercy upon me, let them have it. So it will be in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Reverend, come for the offering. You were called for that.
Thank you, Pastor. Hallelujah. We are going to come up front and do offering. Hallelujah. The Bible is requiring an offering. Hallelujah. From us. And we need to be rejoiced. Hallelujah. No one must push you to do the will of God or the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Take your pocket, take your money from your pocket, from your wallet, with a big smile. Hallelujah. Amen. So that your money will work for you. Hallelujah. You know, if you want to change your financial life, hallelujah, you need to plant or money. Hallelujah. If you want to change your life completely, you need to give your life to Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. So let's have a smile. Looks like everybody is cross with me. Hallelujah. Amen. I've got my own assignment. Hallelujah. Amen. But to trust the Lord and give it to God, it works for you. Amen. The people are saying outside, there is no work. Hallelujah. But I go from this work to another one. Hallelujah. Even this one I'm doing now. Hallelujah. I'm not happy. Amen. But I'm going somewhere. Amen. So I'm a testimony all this year. Hallelujah. Amen. I've been driving new cars, hallelujah, through God, hallelujah, amen. So, trusting the Lord, it will work for you, amen. Whatever you do, it will work for you, amen. Let us stand up and open our bags. You will have a big bag, but no money, amen. So, have a big heart, amen. We are going to sing a song and let us all rejoice. Bible is saying we must rejoice when we come to do offering, hallelujah. Amen. Let's close our eyes. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you this morning. We have yet your word to God. We come to sow, Lord God, in your kingdom. Father, bless your people as they come in and rejoice, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for answering our prayers in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. At this point with a clap offering, let's welcome our sister Veronica to give us a thanksgiving. Amen. With a clap offering, let's welcome our sister to give us a thanksgiving.
I greet you all in the name of Jesus Christ. My name is Pilar or Veronica. I'm here to thank the leader, the pastors, the leaders, and the members of the church for supporting me and being with me and showing me that they are my family in Christ. During to my mother's burial, my mother, they were there, they were supporting me, they were family, they were so great to me. I really want to thank them in the name of Jesus Christ. Not only me and my family, also thanks to you, because my girlfriend was like, oh, you must thank your church, you must thank the pastors. Like, oh, okay. So I really thank you very much for loving me. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Please be on your feet. Let us pray for her. Babu said that the year King Uzziah, I saw the Lord sitting on the throne. May Jehovah open our dear sister's heart and eye to see God more before her mother also pass away. May Jehovah comfort and strengthen her. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Father, in the mighty name of the Lord, we pray for our dear sister right now. Father, all power belongs to you. As you reveal yourself to Uzziah, Isaiah, you told him that after she lost her skin, you, God, you're still alive. May Jehovah be your father and your mother and your God and your everything in the name of Jesus. May Jehovah strengthen you now and forevermore. Father, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, all power belongs to you. You are still alive. Be Lord over our dear sister Veronica. Protect her. Cover her with your wings. I blind the eyes of the devil from you and your family. May you live long and declare the ways of God. From today, goodness and mercy, long life and good health shall follow you all the rest of your life, and you shall continue to dwell in the house of God now and forevermore. Oh God, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Please be seated. Please, as we prepare for our monthly bond Thanksgiving offering, I proceed with the church announcement. Amen. On Monday, we are reminded of our prayer meeting, Healing and Deliverance Hour, which starts from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Come and let us pray together. Amen. Amen. Tuesday, the prayer tower is meeting at 6:30 to 8 p.m. If you have any prayer requests or counseling, please contact the pastors of the church, and you are encouraged to make an appointment. Amen. On Thursday, we are reminded of our Bible studies, which starts from 6 to 8 p.m. Come and let us hear and study the Word of God. Amen. On Friday, Gospel Youth Foundation will not be meeting. On Saturday, Victory Women are reminded of their meeting, of their morning prayers, which start from 7 a.m. in the morning to 8 a.m. Amen. Victory Ladies, you are sitting. Victory Ladies, you are still sitting. Victory Ladies, Victory Ladies, Victory Ladies are still seated. That means we do not have women in the midst. Victory Ladies, amen. Victory Sanctuary Choir are also reminded to meet on Saturday from 6 to 8 p.m. Amen. Our special announcement, Pastor Richard is here on Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays from 10 a.m. in the morning to 2 p.m. to 2 p.m. in the afternoon, each of these days, Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. Please come and pray as well as seek counsel. Doors are opened for those who want to sing and play instruments to work in the glory of God. Please see the music director. Doors are open for those who want to join the communication department. Please see the communication director. Amen. Amen. We are reminded of our welfare dues before year ends. So please pay your welfare dues. Amen. From the head pastor's desk, please, all those with prayer partners, please let us continually pray for us, for ourselves. Let us take it seriously. And from the head pastor's desk, all income earning members must pay tithes and first fruits monthly. Tuesday is our Victory Hour on Radio Israeli Temba 93.8 FM. Every Tuesday is our Victory Hour on Radio Israeli Temba 93.8 FM. Please tune in on Tuesday 9 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. for an awesome session. Please patronize by listening. All leaders are reminded of their meeting today after church service, and Victory Women are also reminded to meet shortly after service. Amen. And from the media department, please, you are reminded to meet today after church service. Amen. With a clap offering, let's welcome our elder Wofa Denchi to lead us to our monthly born Thanksgiving offering. Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. The reason why we are doing this monthly born today is that the one we had in October, we postponed it to the 27th so that people will benefit from the blessings we're going to receive from the Lord. Otherwise, it was supposed to have been on the 13th, but we postponed to the 27th so that people will benefit from receiving from the Lord. Because if you give to the Lord, you receive. As just you have heard from the pastor, that if you sow, you shall reap. So we're going to do the one for November, because it's the second month of every month. Second week of every month. So today is our monthly born Thanksgiving offering day. The last time we did on 27th of October had an amount of 2,728. So they are the reigning champions. I don't think there will be any month to overthrow them now. So maybe they will still be the reigning champions, but there will be a winner today. Hallelujah. But let's see how it goes. So please, the choir need to appear, please, guys. Choir, we need you up here. Come and help us. We don't have much time to waste. This is how we do it. We give offering to the Lord to say, thank you, Father, for my life. Thank you for the good things that you have in store for me. According to the month you were born. So we're going to start from January. Those who were born in January must bring their offering as the choir give you song to dance and then show an appreciation to the Lord. From there we proceed to February, March, and so on to December. Hallelujah. And the first month will be given an award from the head pastor. Praise God. It's a time to receive from the God. Hallelujah. It's time to be blessed by God. Amen. We need to sow. January, are you ready? Please give a song for those who were born in January to come. January. So there's no one born in January here in this auditorium. Okay? So January is zero. Now time for those born in February to bring their offering to say thank you to the Lord. January, okay. Thank you. Come for January, money for January, please. Remember, the amount to beat is 2,728. If you don't beat the amount, they are still going to be the reigning champions. Hallelujah. March, it's your turn to bring your offering to say thank you, Lord, for my life and thank you for the things you are about to do for me. March. We are saying there's no one like Jesus, but now there's no one born in March, eh? Thank you. April. April, one people, please bring your own. We are now in May. Please, let's not waste time. Continue with the same song. Like this song. From May we went to June. They are not winners. There's going to be a surprise today. If you are born in June, July, the seventh month, is your turn. Amen. July, August. August. Are the Augustians here? They are full of surprises. They can surprise us. Okay, give us some for. Oh, to September, the ninth month, it's your turn to bring your offering. Yes, be fast.
Hey, my God is good. Oh.
My God is good.
Oh.
My God is good.
Oh. Everything that I would have
done.
Everything that I would have
done.
The man that I would have
done.
The house that I would have
done.
The children that I would have done.
Amen. Now, the reigning champions, it's your turn. Let's see whether you will still maintain your position. October. Yes, sang for October-born people. The reigning champions, October, it's your turn to bring your offering. Sister G, are you ready, Deaconess? December, it's your turn to bring your offering. So please give us the last song for.
Oh, 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 Anitatala.
Oh!
October we still have a position. We'll see. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for clap for November. They have done well. And clap for June also, they have done very well. August have done very, very well. And clap, big clap offering for October. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
January, nothing. January, nothing. There was what? How much?
Oh, yeah.
January.
Hey.
So. Who was February? There is no February.
It was February. January was nothing.
Who came for January?
It was a late payment. So,
eh?
Yeah. She came late. When did you give February? I remember. She gave it to me.
No, you must.
No, but see, there is only 29 which is credited to February. And is there any February?
Yes.
Hey, Afelijan. Electoral Commission, please.
No.
If somebody believes he's something and he is not, he deceives what? Himself.
And every election. Because.
Hey,
see. I'm also lost because whatever comes, we credit to the month. Ne? So we have only 20 rand here for February, which maybe we can say if that 20 rand is for January, then is there any February?
Yes.
Yes.
How much?
Who is February?
February.
One year.
Who?
There is January, 20 rand.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Loli was not doing anything. He was supposed to bring it at the right time. It is our season. It is our time. And it is our turn. Paul said, you must be in season and out of season. So when the time comes in the season to give, and you do not give, somebody swallow you. So January have nothing. February 20. March. Okay.
No, please, there is 25 here. Okay, who is March?
You see, those who are counting, they are afraid. They were watching June.
So this 25 rand belongs to February.
February, yeah.
Then the 20 rand belongs to January.
January.
Is that not?
That's correct. There was no match.
It's like the money came late, you see. The money came late, so we have to move on.
Please, if we are announcing, just bring yourself in the box. Hallelujah. Not after. Okay? Even if you are praying the keyboard like G and all those guys, you call somebody to take your money and present at the right time. This is not a machine. There's no computer here. So please let us correct ourselves. Okay. If somebody's in trouble, make sure you take him out and make sure June, July, August, October, you will not be affected. See? Okay. January is 125 now. So they are number 5th. February is number 10th. They have 25 run. March is number what? March and December are number 11. They are bracket. April 17, number 9. May 90, number 7. June 520. Is that so? 520, number 2. July 100 rand, number 8. August 100 rand, number 6. August 380, number 4. September 80, number 8. October 1100, number 1. November 482, number 3. And then December, you are, have a brother, number match. With. So, if you want to top it up, he's going to call, just bring it out. 1, 2, 3, we finish, and then we go. Hallelujah. Amen. That is what we are doing. So, offer.
We're not going to sing, please, because of time constraint. So, if January want to top up to what they have already given, they must bring their offering. January, please. January. 1, 2, 3. February. February, 1, 2, 3, March, they had nothing. Okay.
Which one?
March.
Huh?
March.
March.
I said it. March, so take it, yeah.
So,
March.
March. Okay. Because I don't
want I said March. March, April. Hey. April. 1, 2, 3, May. 1, 2, 3, May. That's for May. May, June. June. 1, 2. June. 1, 2. June. One, two, three. Okay. July. 1, 2, 3. August. August. 1, 2, 2.5. 2, 3. August. August, September. 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 1, 2, 3. October. October, you are done. 1, 2, 3. Ah, this is for November. October. That's for November, eh? Okay. November. 1, 2, 3. December. March. We are calculating and come back to you soon.
Hallelujah. Please, this is our ministry. And God will not use, if God, we allowed God to use people to bless the ministry, they will receive the blessing. If you allow people to sow into the ministry outside the ministry, it's fine, because God wants his work to carry on. But we will reap nothing. Hallelujah. This is what we need to understand. There are certain men who believe that it is not about being first. It's not about being last. Hallelujah. But if I'm coming to church, I purpose my heart that, Lord, I am going to thank you with this offering. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what man to win. That money I must give it to God. Because it is my covenant with God. Hallelujah. So let us grow. When it comes to money, we believe that we don't have. Always Jesus said, those who don't have, even what they have, it will be taken away from them. So it's better you try your best and give. More especially those who want to do businesses. This is a free will giving. When you are to be planted into that free will giving, that is where blessing comes. Hallelujah. So let us try our best. This is the only way we can build a church. We have radio program. It's about 5,000 rand, 4,800. We have renters. We have so many. Having the conference alone, the keyboard and other things alone is 10,000 rand. We can't tell people that pay 500, pay this. But when we are doing free will offering, you must open your heart. You must open your heart. You don't put the church into bankruptcy. Otherwise, then we can say everybody pay 200 or 500. We are trying to avoid that so that we can go what the Bible says, freely giving, free will giving, and you will receive your blessing. Hallelujah. So let us please respond to this. Next time when we do, all those who come and never come, or those who never come or never at all, change. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, October is 2,110. 2,510. Give them a big clap offering. It is their season. It is their time. It is their turn. Hallelujah. So they are number first. Give them a big clap offering. Agri told me that I must pray for him to. And where is Agri? Because I don't see anything here gray here. Hallelujah. Number two is June. They got 1,020. Give God a clap offering. Number three, November. Where is Agri? Number three is November. 482 rand. So Agri telling me all this thing. Number three.
There's something wrong there.
Something is wrong with if somebody believes he's something and he is not, what is it? He do what? Next we will change these people. Oh, next time we change them, we are not here for mistake. Next week we'll reshuffle. Hallelujah. All these women and these young men must come in and count. Yes. Yes. Because these people, I think they are counting big money. So they don't know how to count small money. See. That's what I think. See. You are counting big money. So you don't know how to count small money. Don't answer anything. Jesus said. Jesus said when he asked
you. The response, you see, The response comes late. So you see that the money is going to be credited to the immediate. You see, that is why the mistake is coming.
Next time when you do that, you buy us all of us KFC because we are hungry. Okay. So right now, June is number four, you see. Agri, you will not win. Yeah. The way you talk to me, I thought this year, so I slowed down so that you can be number first. Still, you are not number five. agree. The way you told me that I must pray for you, and I pray exactly, you got everything, but you have eaten the money. Not finished. October 1st, 2005, 510. Number 2, June 1020 Ren. Number 3, August. Why August number 3? 580. Clap for August. I agree, I've done well. Number 4, November. 482. Number 5, January. 125. Number 6, July. Hey, so for mommy, number 6, last year you were number 13, and today too you are number 16.
Number
13, hey, Ancient of Days. Let us sing Ancient of Days for him. Ancient of Days, as old as you are. You will never change, but you have changed. Hallelujah. May, number 7, 98. Number 8, September. You! Where are September people? September 8. No. Number 9, April 70. Number 10, March 40. February 25. And December have nothing. God bless you. You've done well. Let us give God a clap offering. Done very, very well. Every little you put in, God will bless you. Every little. Even if you haven't got nothing, but for supporting in every way, God will bless you. And we thank God for our team, the financial team. They have done well. We must take them to another accounting induction course. Because if we stop training, you can't grow. So they don't know how to use the new machines. Hallelujah. So you take you to an induction course. Hello. Let us stand up for closing. There'll be leadership meeting. Women will meet. These people will meet. And October. And by the power invested in me, I will share for October. Give them a clap offering. No, what is wrong? Ian is here. I'll give it to you. Let us share the grace that everyone who will eat will beat October. Shall we share the grace together? May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, October. The total is 5,130.50. God bless you. God bless you so much. Hey, go. You are too good, you guys. God bless you.